Welcome to the Nimrod Horror Podcast, where we sit up and talk horror shit. I am Joey, and this is Leo.
Hey.
Hey, Leo. Well, ho ho ho, everybody, as we season greetings to all, as we begin our December Christmas thingies. It's spectacular, whatever you want to call it. Yeah, this entire month we will be reviewing Christmas horror movies. We plan on doing 6 of them in the span of 5 episodes. Unless our final one goes a little bit too long, then it's going to be 6 episodes, but we'll deal with that. We'll make it a 2-parter then. But really, just 5 episodes, 6 movies. So it's going to be quite the treat. Quite the treat.
I need eggnog.
I'm gonna get some nog for one of these episodes, not this one though. All right, so I'll start off saying, as we usually drink today, you probably can't tell, but I am a bit under the weather. I was pretty sick yesterday, not so much today, but I do want to get healthy, so I'm gonna skip on drinking today. I did debate about it, but I was like, you know what? That's what hurt me the day after Thanksgiving, because I drank a lot during Thanksgiving when I was already sick. So I was like, let me just get fully healthy and then return. So listeners, heads up, the next episode I will also not be drinking, because we are recording this the same day as our next one. But Leo, are you sipping on something today?
Always.
Now I'm like sniffling now. But what you got going on?
If you got a cold, brother, there's only one thing to drink to get that taken care of. It's my good friend, 1800.
People do say that, and I have like done that before. But
so no excuses. You should have been drinking.
Today, we are talking about a cult classic 90s slasher. It is Jack Frost. Coincidentally, the same title as a family film that came out the year after this one. But they basically were around the same time. They're very confusing to many people, because they both dealt with someone dying and then becoming a snowman, a reincarnated snowman.
Wait, we're not talking about that Christmas special that comes on every year on ABC. The claymation one.
We're not
stock motion. Oh shit.
There's so many Jack Frosts out there. But this movie definitely was released, and it was not well received when it first came out. But it's one of those movies that like definitely slowly grew a following. And did you know? Because I remember back as a teen, like a young teen, because 97. I was, whatever, like 13 or so. Seeing like the VHS cover to it, and I thought it was so cool because it had that holographic kind of cover. And for people that like own that, that's a very expensive item. Like apparently, they go for minimum $100. When a lot of these low budget horror movies from the 90s. They go for like pennies. But if you have a Jack Frost VHS, you got yourself pretty good cabbage there. I don't own one. I wish I did. I want to buy one day. Whenever I have the extra $130 to buy a VHS. which will probably never happen, but Hold on. Let me bring up a little, because I forgot the director's name. We gotta like pull up right quick. I know it was a great podcasting talk. This was directed and written by Michael Cooney. It's his this and the second movie are really his. No, he's done like a few other films, but like these were like the only ones he like wrote and also directed. So kind of cool. And another fact, there was plans to make a third one. They were gonna make that, but unfortunately, the main the sheriff from the first two films, the actor did pass away, I think in 2005 or so. So
Avalanche.
Yep, Avalanche. Yeah. So.
Hey Joey, what's your favorite team?
Avalanche. And they won today 6-2, so
until they're on a winning series streak thing, then I'd start celebrating. Last time I checked, both our teams were not doing so shabby.
Oh, Avalanche are back at it. They started off a little rough, but they're back at it.
Joey, two games is not back at it. I can understand if they played once a week. I can understand, but they play what, like 2 or 3 times a week? Sorry, sir. Yeah. No,
but that Dallas game. It,
no, whatever, back at it means when you play those many games in a week, back at it means you got to win 6 in a row, buddy.
They're gonna do that pretty soon. I think they just did like 4 in a row before like the Dallas loss, I think it was. So, but yeah. Jack Frost. It's also known as Shannon, like Elizabeth's big breakout role. Well, not Boobless. Breakout role.
Boobless Shannon Elizabeth. Big role before she got her tatas.
Yes, before she really had her breakout role in American Pie, which I'm sure a lot of guys jacked off to during that film.
Impossible.
Possible. Any more factoids, Mr.
Leo? The only factoid I'm trying to get at, are you trying to admit something there, Joey?
No. I actually didn't like watch the movie until like I was a little bit older. And you know, at that time I was access to porn, so yeah.
Okay. All right. Off topic, I know. But the losing streak's over. The Rockets won a game.
They won 2 straight games.
What the fuck? Fuck the what?
Yeah, because like now they're like 3-16.
Ah.
Yeah, man. The Rockets are gonna get the NBA title this year. No, I was kidding. We're not gonna
Just stay losing and so we can get the first round pick.
We will,
or bro. One of those.
Yeah. First pick, but or like top 3. But yeah, let's talk a little bit. Jack Frost. This was Leo's first time watching Jack Frost. This was not mine. This is more of a traditional Christmas watch for me. And I first saw it back in whatever 97. And my thoughts on the film back then compared to now are pretty different. I definitely didn't appreciate it as much as I do now. And
like the nostalgia behind it, huh?
Well, that and just appreciating the whole craft a little bit better than I did back then. Because back in 97, I still wasn't like a full-blown horror film fan. So, like, like if we're gonna call myself a horror film fan back then, I would say that I liked horror films, not the way that I do now. But yeah, the premise of this movie is basically if you take Child's Play, mix it with like Frosty, that's pretty much the premise of this film. You have this serial killer, Jack Frost, coincidentally named.
That looks like Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, he really does. This boy was crazy. And I actually think that actor did a good job in this film, even though he's not really in it too much, but like he does like all the voice work. I think he does the voice also.
Should.
But let's see. But yeah, so like he gets caught by this sheriff, and Jack like vows to like get him back, you know, no matter what, he's gonna kill him and his family. Watch out. So, Jack Frost is being transported to be killed by the electric chair or like whatever. Now, my own problem with this is a very heavy like a snowstorm happening right now as they're transporting him. Wouldn't they have like maybe delayed it a bit? Like, did they have to kill him that night?
Well, I mean, depending on what part of the country they're in, they probably thought, hey, this is typical here, so let's just fucking do it. And if it's snowing like that, I'm pretty sure it's nowhere near fucking Texas, because let's be honest.
Yeah, it's
this year we've seen what Texas can do in the cold.
Yeah, it's in the fictional town of Snowmont, which is not the most creative name to think of, but whatever.
Must be Canadian.
Like, I think they say which state it is, but I forget where they say it is. But as they're driving Jack, they like crash into this genetics truck, coincidentally, and then big explosion happens, and they all think that, you know, Jack's dead. Like, well, at least he's dead, but like the officer dies too and all that. But as you know, Jack is not dead. That's, you know, he pretty much now is sit on his revenge on the sheriff. So he goes to town and he tracks down the sheriff and he starts killing off a lot of people. Now, I gotta say, I thought the kills are like actually pretty good in this movie. They are cheaply done, but I think they're done really well for like the budget.
I call for a remake. We need remake. I say get the whitest man you know to make the dialogue. No, I thought it had promise, like, no lie. Like, I like the whole snowman, like, unmaking himself a snowman, turn himself into a snowman. You know, I like all that stuff. I thought it was pretty, like, a pretty cool concept. But I don't know. This is one of those where I felt like it could have just been an episode from Tales from the Crypt.
What? This is like a full fledged movie to me.
Tales from the Crib Christmas special. That's what it felt like to me. It was, how do I say? It wasn't as cheesy. It's cheesy because of the snowman. Don't get me wrong. The snowman is a dollar store brand Chucky.
Yeah.
His one-liners are not that great. They're not as legendary, but they're good for giggles here and there.
They're pretty good. But yeah, his like whole snowman costume is pretty cheaply done. It looks like...
That's not like, what I meant.
What do you mean?
I meant his one-liners were not as great. He was a dollar brand Chucky. Oh. It's like you got Gabriel Iglesias comedy, and then you have what's a crappy comedian? then you got Ben Affleck.
Okay, here you go.
Then you got Ben Affleck comedy. You know, it's two different types of comedy, but it just does not work out the same. Like Ben Affleck's been in some funny roles. Don't get me wrong, but. Let's just say it's not har laughter. It's like a ha. Okay, that was funny.
Well, like also besides like his like one-liners, there is a lot of comedy like throughout this entire film. Like my favorite, like the funniest scene, like in my opinion, is when like the sheriff and the two officers head out to the first like kill scene. Like part of that was also funny. So okay, here's go. Like I like corny, stupid comedy bits. So early in the morning, beginning of the film, the sheriff gets to work and he starts like talking about whatever, some like random stuff, and like he's all like in a good mood, and then he asks the because like the secretary, she's not saying anything back. She just looks kind of like, you know, look to her. And he's like, so what happened? Somebody die or something? And then she like holds up a note that says, somebody died. It was so stupid. And then after this is like my favorite scene in this, well, like my favorite comedy scene. So like you got the sheriff, two officers there, and they're looking over this like frozen body and they're just confused, like why, like, you know, how he died, because there's traces of like not really anything like any forced trauma. He was just kind of killed just by surprise, I guess. And like his chair keeps on rocking. So you think it's like the wind or just kind of a horrific effect for the viewer to see this like icy old man just rocking back and forth. But at the end of this, the sheriff tells the deputy to stop rocking the chair with his foot. I thought that was so good.
That was the spot for you.
Because it's so dumb. But yeah, I like stupid, dumb comedy. That's why I get giggles out of like Disney shows sometimes. It is dumb comedy.
No, I think you remember that scene because, like I said, you've seen the movie more times than I have. Like, personally for me, when was the last time I watched this film? It was like over a week ago. And it was a one-time thing. I was trying to rush for that through that film so we could do the episode last week.
Yeah.
And, like, I have all my notes right here. I'm not even going through them. Because I'm like, I'm not even. It's like at this point, I'm like, I enthusiasm's out the door for this movie.
I'm always confused about this movie. It's definitely like I said. It's like back when I first watched it back in '97. I wasn't too keen on the movie, but I did illegally tape it onto like another VHS of VHS. So sorry, FBI, I did it. But that was years ago. So you can't find me the $3,000 now or put me in jail for 20 years. But anyway, so
I'm not an accomplice. I repeat, I am not an accomplice.
But it took me like maybe like a second or like third watch to like really get into it. Then I started notice things and just enjoyed it. It's a fun film. So I wasn't gonna go scene for scene for this movie. I kind of want to do like more of a overall, kind of a thought to this film. So I want to get to. I don't want to touch on this too early, but I want to say it like right now. What could have been a game changer in this entire film. So, in the very beginning of this movie, like after Jack Frost is killed and he's changed into like a snowman, we meet the sheriff's family. The sheriff's son, he likes making weird food items that are just disgusting looking. And this morning, he makes his dad this like quote unquote oatmeal, but it looks like there's like chocolate in it, there's marshmallows, and who knows what else. We do find out what else is in there a little later, like an hour later into the film. And that is antifreeze. So, this kid, if his dad was being nice and like if he just ate like a bite in front of his kid, his dad would have died on the spot and his kid would have killed him. He would have been traumatized and all this. And also, again, I was never this type of kid that like made random food dishes that don't make any sense, that like some TV kids do. I don't know if kids actually do this, but what if the kid try it out too?
Oh, man, that would have been such a great movie. Jack Frost shows up at the house. Everyone's already dead. What the fuck, yo?
Moving over. because we find that out later on because Jack Frost gets into the sheriff's car, and the sheriff, he like throws a bag of food at him, and it burns his face, and then that's how we find out it's a antifreeze because like he didn't want his dad to freeze, you know. So then they get like a big old truck bed filled of antifreeze, and the sheriff jumps in there with like Jack, and that's how they kill off Jack, basically. Again, listeners, if you haven't seen this movie and you're listening to that, this is weird. You should watch the movie first, so it shouldn't be a spoil. And also want to point out, the second most recognized kill in this movie, you have this lady, older lady. During the film earlier, she says that she's always dreamt about being the angel on top of a tree. Now, for one, that's a weird dream to have. Now, maybe this character is supposed to be going senile or what? Because that's just a crazy thing to say.
Brother, that whole family was just fucking weird. Son's a bully, the father's an asshole, and that woman, I'm pretty sure she took antidepressants to a point where she just doesn't give a fuck about life anymore. That's what it sounds like. Poor woman, her son had just gotten killed, and she's acting like, oh, everything's okay.
That is true. Yeah, maybe she was just all like doped up. But yeah, cause like Jack kind of gives her like wish, kind of, which I think this, I'm pretty sure that this like kill scene was supposed to look different, but like due to budget reasons, they had to kind of change it. Cause I'm guessing, this is just a guess, people, that I believe that the director really wanted to like put this lady on top of the tree and like make her a like an angel to like a killer. Now he didn't really do that. He had Jack string her up around the tree with like lights, and he put like a star on top of her. So he kind of made her more of a tree. Then he sticks that ornament inside her mouth and crushes it, which is pretty cool. I thought that was like probably my favorite kill in this movie.
Hey Joey, I'll tell you this: if we ever do a Christmas horror movie, and we try to replicate a kill like that, I'm going for this. We're gonna put the person's head, not like a fake head, but like they're gonna be standing in the middle of the tree with their head sticking out. Looks like it's got piped in there. Dress it around like the tree is actually normal. Have blood dripping off the tree, so it looks like the head's piked on there. And then you put like a little halo over it, so she's actually the tree, the angel on the tree.
That'd be pretty good.
Low budget, my good sir. I just gave away some top-notch cinematography work right there.
That was pretty good. I like that idea. But the most recognizable kill in this film, or the one that people always remember, and the one that even if you've seen this movie one time, this is the kill that stands out. It is the rape kill scene. Shannon's character, which I forgot her name. I know her boyfriend's name is Tommy in this movie, but like her character name, I think, is Mary. Anyway, which is weird, cause she's like with that family. Her brother just died, and like her character's all just horned up. She just wants to have some sex, you know.
After I've met a girl like that before.
Oh well, then.
Not that her brother got murdered, but I met someone who, like, member just passed away, and they were just ready to they were DTF.
Well, I guess it's not that odd then. But yeah, she goes over to like, well, she actually breaks into the sheriff's house and brings Tommy into the house. And there's kind of a funny scene where they're like getting all like taking off their clothes, but they have so many layers of their clothes on. It's kind of funny because it takes them like 5 different layers to like take off. Apparently this like shower rape scene was not supposed to be a rape scene. It's just when they were editing it, the editor realized this looks like the snowman's raping her and not just slamming her head against the wall. So they adjusted it. They added some like vocals for like Jack to say that made it sound like, yeah, that's what he did. And that's a scene that everyone remembers if they've seen this movie.
That's not the scene I remember.
You just saw it like a week ago.
I know, but that's not the most memorable scene for me.
But it seemed like most people seem like that's the one that they always remember. Like even if it's been like 10 years, like, oh, I don't remember this scene. What would you say like a standout scene in your idea, in your head?
Standout scene?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually more like I told you, the snowman coming up and down. It's like the lady's going crazy. Snowman assembles herself behind her. Actually, that to me made it feel like a fucking horror film. And then snowman's behind her. She's like, what the fuck? And then she looks back and he disassembles himself. And it's like, huh? Oh. And if I felt kind of bad because her character seemed like such a sweetheart. She was so nice, even though she looked like she was doped up. Like,
Yeah.
you're just hoping that this scene would be just for shits and giggles. You know, like, she'll look outside and then her husband is like, oh my God, you know. And then they'll interview her later. But killing her off, I was all like, no, why? Why would you do that? You know what? I need to be more drunk to do these episodes. I'm not even gonna fucking lie. I just woke up from a fucking nap. I haven't had none to drink, and I'm starting to drink.
Cool, man. He kills that entire family.
Hey, man, some serial killers get the chance to do that, some don't.
No, yep. Man, not this.
I mean, look at Michael Myers. If you look back at the original timeline, he actually got to kill his entire family, for the most part.
This is true, man.
Oh, snaps. Killed his older sister. Killed his younger sister at the end before he had to fight old boy. What was his name? Busta Rhymes?
Busta Rhymes.
Part 6, he killed his niece. Parents probably drank themselves to death, I'm pretty sure.
Probably so. But I was just about to say something. Good, wasn't it? Oh, so like I did kind of like touching this some, but let's get to it as we usually do for like slasher films. What do you think about the overall snowman look, like the design?
I didn't mind it.
I didn't mind it either, but like I get why people say it looks really cheap because it does look really cheap.
Nah, the only thing that looked cheap, honestly, it's when they were trying to make the snowman move around. And it's like, honestly, I would have literally gone with a dude moving around as the snowman, like the 1950s. Hell, I would have gone with even tape the fucking knife to the damn tree branch. I didn't care if I saw the tape on the knife. It would have been fine. But when you show me a stuffed animal hand as the fucking snowman's hand, sir, you had so many possibilities to make this work, and you went with the most inefficient, cheap one. No.
That's what I'm saying.
But the thing is, when the snowman is moving around, it doesn't look so cheap.
I think he has kind of a menacing look to him, too.
I mean, how the fuck can you make his face move, but his hand looks like a stuffed animal?
Yeah.
It's like he has an animatronic face. There's even the scene where the kid sticks his hand in there, and Jack Frost looked like he's about to like bite his hand. And then like he pulls out them like coal fangs or whatnot. And then the kid puts his arm. Like, you were able to do all that, but yet when you're going in for the kill, legit, it's like you see me right now, and then out of nowhere, you're going to see a Ken doll's hand. You know what I mean? It makes no fucking sense. Honestly, that suit already had two fucking hands. Like, legit, why don't you just use those?
I'm guessing that's what they kind of did, but they like they took it off the suit. That's what I'm guessing what they did.
Oh, bro, no, bro. Those hands look way different. Like, you could tell that the material was completely different.
Maybe it was.
Maybe they did it on purpose. Who knows? But for the tone of the movie, they done fucked up that. Like, I couldn't take, like, when the hand came out and was killing people, I couldn't take it serious no more.
Well, like, they didn't, like, take this movie that serious. I mean, it is a comedy horror, and it was designed to be one.
I took Boba Hotep more serious than this, and that wasn't even supposed to, meant to be that serious.
This too, it's not supposed to be a serious film. It's supposed to be a comedy horror slasher Christmas movie. One thing that I learned that I was surprised, because I never knew this fact about this movie, that apparently originally Rennie Harlan was supposed to direct this movie, but I'm guessing it just cost too much.
Who's that?
He's the guy who did Nightmare 4, and he went on to do, I think he did Die Hard. He did a bunch of action movies after like a few horror movies. But yeah, like he was kind of big in like the 80s, early 90s. But I guess he just cost him too much. And then Michael Connelly just decided, hey, I don't have enough backing to this movie, so I'm just going to do it by myself. Which is cool, you know. At least he did it. And then did the second one. I did think about us doing the second one, but maybe next year. Second one's a bit goofier. I've only seen the second one.
They normally get that way anyways.
Yeah. I've only seen the second one once before. I did overall like it, but it's really corny. But yeah,
was it Joey corny loving movie, or is it just corny?
It's just corny. It's a bit like too much for me, even, you know. Like, it goes beyond what you see in like Evil Bong movies. It's just kind of.
Oh, when you put it that way.
But, man. Hate to do this, but is this going to be a short one? I feel like it's a short one.
This sounds like it's a short one, my good sir.
Anything you want to say before we get to the rating?
I thought you had a lot to say about this one.
I already said it all. So,
Jesus Christ. That was a lot, Jesus. We need to reconsider what a lot is around here then.
Sometimes I have like filler talk lined up. I didn't have anything like filler lined up. So, but yeah, like I, you know, I've said it that it's a traditional watch for me now, for the past few years. I enjoy it, you know, it's fun. Silly slasher film with a lot of handful of corny jokes. Yeah. All right, Leo, I guess I'll start with you because I like to go with the person with the lower rating first. What would you rate this movie, Mr. Leo?
A 6.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. And as for me, I'm going to give it a 7, you know. It is good, but not great, so that's why it's 7. Suffice, 7. Now, on to recommendations. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. I recommend Jack Frost.
Which
one? Not a horror movie, but I go with the Michael Keaton one.
Okay.
That movie brought me to tears, my good sir. I don't watch holiday films, but that's one I don't mind watching.
I watch a lot of holiday films.
As we all know, I am a Grinch. I don't like the holiday season. I buy Christmas gifts for so many people, and yet I hate the holidays. Like, everyone's like, you're such a cheerful person. Fuck off. Give me back my gift I just gave you. And I hate Christmas music. Don't fucking play Christmas music around me. At work, I would literally throw someone out of my cage. Should I just get out? Here, take these counts and leave. Take your Christmas music with you.
I just listen to like Christmas music from like Black Friday on to Christmas pretty much.
No. Can't do it. I can't do it. Leo, your band's famous. Do a Halloween, I mean a Christmas special album. The fuck you say? I'm gonna start writing a bunch of sad songs about drinking on Christmas. That's what I'm gonna fucking do.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that's one of my dreams, do a Christmas album, actually. But as for me, I would suggest another Christmas horror film. I won't do this one on purpose, too. And I thought about this one. It's a film I have suggested maybe two or three times within the past. It's All Through the House. And why would I suggest this movie again? Because that's our next episode. It's a really good Christmas slasher. So to hear more about my opinion about this movie, check out the next episode. Alrighty, Leo, where can people find you on the social medias?
Shit, you can still find me with my dick intact at xxleoxrtd2xx on Instagram-o.
And as for me, you can find me at Nimrod Horror on the Instagram. And for the entire Nimrod Horror Podcast, you can find us at Nimrod Horror Podcast, one word, on the Instagram, Facebook, and don't forget our YouTube page. Like, comment, subscribe, and happy holidays. And we should see you guys next episode, which should come out, I guess, 5 days after this one, but we're recording it right after this one. All Through the House. See ya.
Bye.